is artificial intelligence coming to take away your job? Now, of course it's not, and certainly not for quite some period of time, but AI is becoming a really important tool for many different industries. However, did you ever expect to see it become a part of trivia quizzes? Now, that's exactly what educational startup Zoocl has done with an app called Quiz Infinity. It's using an artificial intelligence algorithm to identify popular topics and creating quizzes based on, believe it or not, Wikipedia's user-generated content. As I said, it's been developed by educational startup Zoocl. Co-founder of Zoocl, Ahmed Haider, is on the line from all the way in Singapore. Very good morning, Ahmed.
Good morning to you. How's everything going?
It is very good. And once again, thank you. I know it's about 2 hours earlier in Singapore, so very early start for you. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
Now, talk to me. We often hear the term, we hear artificial intelligence. I think many people have a very sci-fi kind of view about it. And often the term algorithm gets added and waved around as a bit of a explainer for how something works, even though we don't really know what that means. So what is an AI algorithm?
So what we're doing, I guess the technical term for this type of AI processing is actually called natural language processing. And it's a very simple way for us to be able to do something that's incredibly complex. And the whole premise behind it is to just simplify and automize the way that data is put into the app and then translated to something that's useful on the other end. So if we were to look at how the engineering behind this particular AI algorithm works, it's able to feed in Wikipedia articles and generate a quiz question bank on the other side, which is multiple choice.
Now, I've had a bit of a play around with it, and I think what's interesting to me is you are taking some very complex topics, and this algorithm is able to discern what makes a good question out of it. That's some very high-end processing.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, actually, because we're able to generate content from Wikipedia, which means that you don't have the limitation of whereby the content is being created by people on the other end, so you can do the most up-to-date recent topic areas. So the latest news that's happening, any type of topic areas. It's pretty interesting because some of the more trending topics tend to be around events that have just happened and even TV shows that people find interesting. So one of our most popular quizzes at the moment is the Season 7 Game of Thrones.
Of course it is. Yeah, I'm looking at the trending topics on it now, and it's an odd mix. We've got Laverne Cox, Ted Kaczynski, Sam Shepard, Game of Thrones, as you said, and Battle of Dunkirk, and of course my favourite, Anthony Scaramucci. I got 4 out of 5 on that. I'm a big fan of the Mooch.
Excellent.
I just think what's interesting to me is that often when we see the way machines, AIs, translate information back for people, there's often a disconnect. It doesn't necessarily easily come out as something that your average person can understand, but that's what you've managed to do with Quiz Infinity.
Exactly, and credit to our team at Zoocl, the technical team there led by Chris Sari, has done an amazing job being able to get content from any Wikipedia article, split that into separate sentences, and then from that form questions by replacing pronouns with nouns and looking at the grammatical structure and the patterns behind that, and turn it into something whereby you have dates, numbers, locations, organizations being added as potential answers to the quiz itself.
Now, obviously, this is a bit of fun at the moment, but this seems like something that's got some fairly more serious applications than just a trivia quiz.
Yeah, that's exactly how it started. So at Zoocl, we're an education technology company, and we were kind of looking at, well, what does the future of education look like in kind of 5 or 10 years? And how do we take some of that manual, laborious process out of how students are training and practicing before they get into the classrooms and the examinations, and how they can kind of improve themselves? And this was one of the applications that came out of this algorithm itself, and we wanted to sort of demonstrate how that technology could work later on down the track at scale. And, later on down the track, I think it's going to have a lot of different implications around human written practice quizzes, which will then become autonomous and unlimited. So, kind of the name Quiz Infinity comes from the fact that it can generate an infinite number of quizzes. So if you're a law student that's studying law, for example, rather than being limited to 1 or 2 cases that you could draw examples from, and even when you're professionally practicing, you could draw from a whole variety of different cases all across last 100 years.
I imagine even sort of on a less serious educational level, You could, and I'm just spitballing here, it could be very good to avoid cheating if every single individual student could have their own personally generated multiple choice quiz.
Exactly right. And then, you know, even looking at things like news aggregation, later on down the track, you could be getting sort of the latest news coming out of press releases or recent events that have happened. You've probably seen there's a lot of political stuff, like Donald Trump is on there, and you can see what's the latest antics that he's up to and do a quiz on that. And, you know, sort of put together sort of news articles which are indistinguishable from how it's written from the human element, and have the most up-to-date information.
Well, see, now you're scaring me, because that sounds like I'm going to be out of a job.
I don't think that will ever happen in the sense that it won't really replace humans. And I think I saw recently where one of the large tech companies had created an AI bot, which was then talking to another AI bot, and the computers were kind of talking to each other, and they had to be shut down because they'd created their own language. But I think we're very far away from that.
I did hear about that. Look, obviously Quiz Infinity just out. We are interested to see where this algorithm goes for some different applications. Ahmed Haider, an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thanks for being up so early.
Always a pleasure. Not a problem at all. Thank you.
Thank you very much there. Ahmed Haider, he is one of the co-founders of educational startup Zuukul. They are doing some very interesting stuff in terms of artificially intelligent algorithms and how they generate content.